Polling is said to be steady across Northern Ireland as voters elect 108 members to a new governing assembly. Nearly 250 candidates are standing across 18 constituencies. Polling stations are open until late tonight and the vote counting will begin tomorrow afternoon. Both the British and Irish governments hope the poll will pave the way for a return to devolution. A power-sharing executive is due to be formed on the 26th of March. Well, just before we came on air, I got the very latest update on the day's events in the province from our Ireland correspondent, Michael Kelly.
One of the great intangibles of this polling day always was what turnout would be. There's a certain voter fatigue in Northern Ireland at the moment. Voters elected an assembly 5 years ago, which really only met two or three times, and there was never any form of government. So many voters were quite disillusioned as to why they should be asked to vote again to an institution that, for the most part, didn't really exist. Coupled with that was the fact that the 108 members who were elected to that assembly 5 years ago, they continued to be paid their salaries throughout that. So there was a great deal of unease about that. So many of the parties will be very happy that voting has been steady so far. Now, traditionally in Northern Ireland, we've seen very, very high turnout at elections. It looks at this point that the turnout's not going to be as high as it has been in previous elections. Now, that will be a worry for some of the smaller parties. It may suggest that some of the smaller parties have not managed to get their vote out, but equally, it could be a sign of fatigue within the bigger parties. So it really remains to be seen how this lower turnout will affect people, if indeed it turns out to be a lower turnout, which at this stage it seems almost certainly.